Right now, we're joined here in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. I must admit, I'm
not dressed up.
Dressed up in my Halloween attire.
I am only because here at WCHL, we're doing a 90s thing, so everyone is dressing up as their favorite 90s character. I'm Joel from Mystery Science Theater, although there's been a little bit of confusion as to whether I'm Joel or random NASCAR person. But it's Joel. It's Joel.
Okay. You need to have a little name tag.
I do. Well, it says Gizmonics this is one of those you either know it or you don't kind of costumes, and like the 5% of people who know it totally get it, and everyone else is like, who even are you supposed to be? I'm like, it's fine. So election season ongoing right now, early voting. And we were talking before we started, turnout's actually sort of on pace with previous odd year local elections. It's not lower than usual. It's just always really low for odd year local elections.
We should try. Come on, community.
Yeah,
we
can
should
do
try
better
to
than this.
Break that.
Yeah, and not just go out and voting without knowledge, but like getting out, getting active, getting engaged, actively seeking out information about the candidates and making an informed decision.
And there, you know, pick your media. There's tons of information out there, and I don't know if I just wasn't as attuned to all the forums and questionnaires, but all our newspapers have questionnaires. You can go back and look, and there's been many, many forums, so there's lots of information, and in this age of social media, all candidates have websites and Facebooks and have stated their position. So, it'd be great if we come back in a couple weeks and say, you know what, we broke that record.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
And the nice thing about being in the digital age now is that a lot of those forums that we've had over the last month or so, a lot of them are still available. Mm-hmm. OrangePolitics.org or .com, either way, it goes to the same page. They've got their online forums, which you can go and access now and see what the candidates have to say. Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce did their unforum, so you can go and listen to those short videos. We've got on chapelboro.com, we've got all of our three and a half minute candidate intros that we're still airing every day, but they're all archived on the website that you can go. Some of those forums that took place at Chapel Hill Town Hall were recorded, and the video is up on the web, plus the voter guides and the candidate pages and all of the endorsement pages. So there's a lot of information that's out there.
And, you know, the reminder, as we talked last week, there's a certain amount of attraction to the national stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But politics is really local in terms of things that impact your everyday life.
Yep.
And so get out and vote.
Yep. And get out and get engaged. I know, voting is step one, but really getting engaged, getting active, especially on the local level when you can meet face-to-face with your elected officials and your town and county leaders, both elected and not elected, and really make that person-to-person connection and get your friends active and get your neighbors and your family active. And if you can get 10 or 20 people on the same page with you so that you're presenting a united front, 10 or 20 people might not make a difference at a national level. You're not going to change foreign policy necessarily with 20 people, but you can definitely change local policy.
You can have a major impact. And the accessibility is the other thing you mentioned that you just can't, overstate that, you can virtually call up any of our elected officials and get a meeting. So get involved.
Yep.
Go vote.
Yep. And that getting active involves getting active with your neighbors, your family, your friends, and your congregations at churches. I know you had a meeting yesterday with a number of leaders of congregations in town.
Right. It was last week at the end of the show, I mentioned that we were having a meeting of faith-based organizations at the library last night. And it was a heartwarming to see. I think there's a real desire on a part of a lot of churches and congregations and lay folks and ministerial staff to get involved, to have ways of getting involved. People don't quite know what to do. And, there's a real call, I think, to make. One of the persons last night said to have the work be the worship, you know, mm-hmm. and so if we're talking about whatever your tradition is, whatever your faith tradition is, caring about your neighbor, treating people like you'd like to be treated, caring for those who can't care for themselves. So these policies that in some ways seem to be political activity, in many instances, when you look at, you know, denying children a good education, not feeding people, not having food, those really boil down to moral issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, what kind of town do we want to have and how can we get engaged? And so I was really pleased at the congregations that were represented, and they were across many faith traditions. We had Christians, we had Baha'i, we had Buddhist, we had several different denominations.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people from the Jewish community. So, it was heartening because
yeah.
people not only want to worship on Sunday, but they want to live that out in terms of what they can do in our community. And so, we'll. More to come. Last night was an information meeting. Don't have the organizing meeting scheduled yet, but in the next few weeks we'll have a meeting where folks who are interested in really becoming a part of our NAACP Religious Affairs Committee can come back and we'll organize ourselves into something that can get some work done.
Yeah, and faith leaders can be such a significant player in making that happen. I mean, we see that so often in American history. And you mentioned people don't want to think of it as political. I think political gets sort of a bad rap as a word. We don't want it to be partisan,
right.
but political is just the way that we choose to interact with each other as human beings. So this is political,
yeah.
and it should be. It just shouldn't be partisan.
It
is
shouldn't
the thing.
Be partisan,
yeah.
and it doesn't. You know, a lot of people think of politics as dirty or,
mm-hmm.
you know, something, oh, I don't want to get involved in politics. But then you talk about feeding programs
yep.
and you talk about
that's politics,
reentry programs and education. This is politics. This
yeah.
is really how we treat each other and what kind of country, what kind of state, what kind of town we want to have. So it was great to as a beginning,
yeah.
and we'll see where it goes from here.
And that's grassroots. Like that, you mentioned, you know, making the decision about what we want our country to be like
right.
and how we want to treat each other. I think I said this, I was teaching American government the day after the election last year mm-hmm. when a whole bunch of students walked in thinking, what does this mean for the country? And like, the president doesn't define what the country is. He can
mm-hmm.
try all he wants,
yeah.
but it's up to us to decide how we want to be, how we want to live, how we want to treat each other. That starts with us every single day, and it's a conscious choice that we make for ourselves.
So I love
yeah.
your word decision, because
yeah.
Right now I think it's time that people make that decision,
yeah.
a decision. Sitting on the sidelines, watching what's happening and not getting engaged makes you kind of part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to work toward solutions, we really encourage that. And so the meeting last night was great. We have a NAACP branch meeting coming up this coming Saturday, as we do every first Saturday. It's at 1:00 at the Rogers Road Community Center. And we invite everyone to come out and be a part of the solution. We're looking for ways to interact and make our community the place we want it to be.
Awesome. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website if you want more information about the Chapel Hill Carborough branch, or just Google it, it'll come right up. Anything else going on that people ought to know about?
Well, the election is
yep.
coming up. Did I say that already?
Once or twice. Early voting right now
early
for the next 28
right
minutes. They're closing early on Halloween at 5:00, but then
that's
Wednesday,
right.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
that's
too.
Right.
So, yeah. All right. Awesome. Honor
right.
Richards, thank you so much.
All right. Great. Thanks.